Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly. My direct email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And my phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have with your health and the health of your family and friends. And so today's show is a mystery to me. We're going to be introducing my cohort who is in charge of the topics that we choose and discuss on the show. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's in studio with me. And so welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thanks so much, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here today to talk about, getting to really understand and know what healthcare is. And I'm not talking about healthcare systems. I'm talking about actually what healthcare is. And, you know, from the time that we start elementary school, we start learning really basic things about how our bodies work. We start to learn about proper eating and exercise, and we learn about hygiene and how our bodies work. And yet I'm not really sure that everyone remembers how amazingly sophisticated our bodies are.
Well, when you just appreciate the fact that, you know, we 99% of our day, we don't even really have to think about that the body's taking care of itself to the best of its ability. There are some bodies that take better care of themselves than others, and that has to do with, I'm sure, a bunch of stuff that we'll get into today. But when you think about it, when you get a little cut on a hand or an elbow or a knee or shoulder or something like that because you bumped into something or you tripped and fell and the skin breaks and it even bleeds slightly. Realistically, other than maybe cleaning it, if you're a worrywart and it's with a little kid, you may put a Band-Aid on it to make the kid feel like they were definitely taken care of. But at the end of the day, what do we do to make that heal.
We don't really have to do a thing consciously.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. The body has an inherent ability to heal. And I always remind my practice members that if it's able to heal at that level, and they can even acknowledge, yeah, I got a little nick on my finger and it went away all on its own. And it's like, okay, well, if it can heal at that level, why is it not healing at the big level with things like heart disease or things like, asthma or indigestion or degenerative joint disease in a knee or in a spine or something like that?
That's a really interesting question. And I mean, when it comes to our health and how healthcare works, it's pretty amazing how little people know.
Well, what's fascinating is I take seminars all over the country. I'm currently in the midst of a seminar that actually brings me out to the Alameda area, and I'm out there once a month, and it's three good intense 3-day seminars. It's being given and conducted by a top orthopedic surgeon who recognizes the fact that greater than 90% of surgeries are not necessary from his perspective in terms of what it is that he's teaching us as students in this class. And what's fascinating is we have a whole diverse community within this seminar, and I'm interested to see what my understanding is of the human body, and comparing it to how he looks at the body. And so I'm seeing some interesting differences. One of my colleagues who practices out there, who was on our show a few months ago, Dr. Mayor Taco, he actually brought a patient in. I watched and I assessed myself from a distance while watching what was going on. And I gave him some insights. And it's fascinating just to see the different approaches. And there's more than one way to get to a solution. And it's fascinating that the body has the ability to work a whole bunch of different ways to come up with solutions for its issues.
And how little, even when somebody has as much knowledge about how the body works, how there can still be different perspectives on what you're seeing and what's actually going on.
Absolutely.
Now, we go to the doctors and we expect them to really know what's going on with us. And we're looking for answers, sometimes to the scariest questions that we have. And most of the times it seems like the doctors don't really know either.
And it's a little bit frustrating because at the end of the day, I spend and the people that I spend a lot of time with, we spend a lot of time really looking into causes and understanding the mechanisms of action and understanding the source of disease. But in our traditional healthcare system, the traditional allopathic and going to the medical doctor and now that we're after October 1st, everything is about ordering tests and scans and monetizing the patient and doing everything that we can to create the most amount of money. And at the end of the day, doctors have become more reliant on the results of tests than it is on their own ability to think and use their clinical judgment to understand. And it's all about testing and it's all about what the results say instead of actually thinking.
But what's so interesting about it is we go through these batteries of tests to find out what's going on, what's wrong. And sometimes the tests find things and sometimes, then things we can deal with whatever the issue is. But other times nothing shows up in the tests at all until we're pretty late in the game in terms of a disease.
Well, that has to do with where they set the standards and healthy standard versus sickness standard. There's an area of gray. There's actually a large area of gray between the two, which is if you're not absolutely diseased, but you don't feel healthy, you fall into a category called functional illness. It's where you're actually being able to function, but you just don't feel right. You know things aren't right, but you don't yet qualify for medical intervention because it's not bad enough. And so I actually had a patient friend of mine call me last night at home because his mom was in the hospital and they were concerned that she had had a heart attack and she had one cardiac enzyme that was a little bit elevated and they wanted her to go to a more severe facility to have a full workup and he was reading me all her blood results and I'm like, well, those blood results are a little bit skewed. Her white blood cells were high. They were literally twice what they should be, but yet they weren't high enough to qualify for dis-ease. And the medical doctors at that particular point weren't saying that there was anything wrong with her white blood cells, when in fact her white blood cells were literally twice what they should be.
Wow.
And so it just becomes a question of what was your education? Where is your focus? Are you focused on treating disease? Therefore, the person needs to have a disease in order for you to treat them. That's how insurance works. Or are you truly focused on understanding and preventing and helping the person maintain control of their own life?
And, we've come to rely upon the Western medical system. And if you look at World Health Organization statistics, America, our health care system really falls pretty far behind the rest of the world. I've seen statistics like we rank 37th. You've seen statistics where we rank 59th. And that puts us behind countries like Spain and Greece and Portugal, Colombia, the United Kingdom. These are countries that are not necessarily even first world countries.
Yes. And what's interesting is the fact that it just becomes a question of, well, where is our focus? Our focus is on monetizing the healthcare system. Our focus is on making as much profit as possible and choosing profits over people. And in these other countries where they have more universal healthcare, which under the guises of us trying to get to that, but now that we've gone to ICD-10, it's I can blatantly see the money-making properties of it rather than the care system and truly helping people understand stuff, which is why I and several practitioners continue to go take further education to understand mechanisms.
It's a great thing that you do that and that you're finding other ways to do it. I mean, one of the things that I came across in looking up information for this week's show was that when it comes to the death of children under the age of 5, America has the highest rate of losing the youngest members when you compare this to the other, you know, high income democracies.
Yeah, and it's interesting because at the end of the day, how do they explain that? How do they justify that? I mean, we have more money, more technology, more access, more training, more medicine, meaning pharmaceuticals than any other country. You know, 91% of the world's medication is consumed by us in the United States.
That's amazing. And yet we have the second highest rate of heart disease.
Right. And we have the highest rate of obesity.
The second highest rate of lung disease.
What's important to appreciate is the fact that, well, why do we have those things? And it's because we're not looking for causes. We're looking for treatment. And when I say treatment, that doesn't mean a solution. It means treatment that you have to keep coming back for. And when the whole system is based on treatment and creating as much profit margin as possible, then the consumer, the patient, the one with the problem, who's they're now just a pawn in the whole process.
And you look at what's being advertised in terms of prescription medications now on television, and virtually every one of them is for a chronic disease that's ongoing, and you have medications that create all these side effects, and yet you're planning to take them now for at least the next long period of time, if not for the rest of your life.
Right. Well, the design is to get you to take them for the rest of your life. And what's interesting is a pharmaceutical whistleblower, if you will, a chemist who was hired out of school, and he really wanted to understand disease and how to use pharmacology to help it. He's got a video on YouTube that basically shows that they're not interested in finding solutions. They're interested in monetizing treatments, and to the point where they don't have treatments specifically for diseases. So now what the marketing department's doing is actually making up diseases and making up these great advertisements and commercials that people get sucked into, and they run to their doctor and they say, yeah, I have those symptoms too. And it's all made up. It's not actual disease.
It's really amazing. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a number of other questions and to continue this discussion about knowing what healthcare really is.
Absolutely. And it is a fascinating discussion, and I hope our listeners stay with us. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Attention, please. How many of you out there have ever taken antibiotics, either for a bacterial infection or for what the doctor calls co-infections secondary to a viral infection? That is why you will need the doctor-supervised fall cleanup program. It helps to clean out all the garbage the antibiotics create in the intestinal system, as well as in the skin and respiratory systems. It stops the sugar cravings, and it stops the indigestion with bloating and gas. So if you suffer from a history of antibiotic intake at any time in your life, consider strongly in calling Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for help restoring balance to your digestive, skin, and respiratory systems. Their phone number is 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. After all, if you can't digest your food, you'll never be healthy. And if you keep creating more garbage in your system, your health will never improve as well. Call me, Dr. Richard Huntoon, and get started on the Doctor Supervised Fall Cleanup Program, your solution to antibiotic health-related problems. The number again is 561-BACK or 561-2225. Thank you for your attention.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally. I'm located in Newburgh, New York, and today we're talking about knowing healthcare and knowing what goes on and how it affects us and what you can do about it.
Yeah, we were talking before the break a little bit about the pharma industry and how medicine is working now. And we've kind of been conditioned by Big Pharma and the American Medical Association to take a pill to cover up whatever symptoms we might have, whether it's pain or indigestion or whatever it might be. And that way we can actually shut the symptoms off. And once the pain is gone, and we go about our business and we ignore what our body was telling us. But won't many of these short-term solutions often lead to life-threatening conditions in the long term?
Absolutely, and it's interesting because in this seminar that I'm taking in Alameda, it's fascinating in the sense that we're looking at how the nervous system communicates, and we're looking at different sensors and all the different receptors of how the body receives input and how that input is translated to the brain, and then how the brain comes up with a solution to address the circumstance that we're being exposed to. And so when we shut those receptors off and we block the brain's ability to interpret those signals, I mean, what do you think that does?
I guess it would help you to avoid dealing with whatever is going on.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it does. It leads to a bigger problem, because if you're not heeding the warnings, it's like, okay, the problem's definitely going to get bigger, and the response is definitely going to get bigger, and then the intervention is definitely going to get bigger. And so when we're taking things to mask symptoms and we're not dealing with the source and we're not correcting the cause and we're not bringing the body back into balance and back into harmony, then the body's going to have a tendency to break more.
I mean, it would be kind of like if your car, if the oil light comes on in your car, and what you do to deal with it is we get a piece of black tape and you put it over the light so you don't have to look at the light.
Right. You could just ignore it like Penny does on Big Bang Theory.
The difference is, of course, you can replace a car. I mean, even if you can replace a part of your body with a transplanted organ from someone who died and donated their organs, you're going to be on immune-suppressing medications for the rest of your life and always vulnerable to other illnesses.
Absolutely, but it's okay, because that opens the door to potential further business, and it just becomes about big business. I mean, if we were truly doing the moral, ethical thing that is right by society, we should be trying to put ourselves out of business, for the simple fact that we should be doing the right thing, informing the consumer about what their role is and the choices that they're making, rather than trying to sell crap food and trying to mask things and be exposed to pollutions and take toxins into the body in an effort to get the body to, quote, just feel better.
Well, and it may be true that some of these interventions are better than the alternative of dying, but the point of this radio show is to offer people other ways to intervene before health concerns blow up into full-fledged diseases at all.
Absolutely, and what's nice is what I've learned in terms of studying this material and being out there in Alameda to take this seminar is that a majority of the practitioners are from the San Francisco Bay Area, from the Oakland area, from a little bit north or a little bit south. South and San Jose and all these places. And what's nice is that there's high quality, really good practitioners that I'm becoming aware of that's going to expand my ability to refer to the people who listen to the show out in the West Coast.
And that's really a really different approach. And it's great that you're finding more and more practitioners that are really orienting themselves to caring for health rather than treating sickness.
Right.
And we really have to work to cultivate our health.
Definitely. And it's a lifelong process. It is the thing that we're here. Our health is a reflection of how we feel on the inside and how it is that we treat ourselves. And when we're not treating ourselves very well, then we're going to develop problems, and we're going to reach for the wrong types of foods, and we're going to hang out with the wrong kind of people, and we're going to find ourselves in the wrong kind of circumstances. And when we do feel good about ourselves and our body is functioning and is flowing the way that it's supposed to, then life is a completely different scenario.
But I, you know, what you're saying there is that, part of being healthy is not just dealing with the very particular issues around your health and wellness, but it's actually the mental part, the associations that you have, who you spend your time with, how you spend your time, what you do with your time. That's really the one thing that we have here.
Right. And it's the mental outlook that we have about our lives and about the world, and is the world working for us or is the world working against us, and how do we feel as a result of that? Does it inspire us or does it depress us? And I mean, you look at society and the number of medications associated with mental illness, and you can understand who's winning and who's losing.
Yeah, it's generally not the people that are winning.
Correct.
We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I do want to talk to you some more about how to know healthcare and how to shift the prevailing way that we look at healthcare into something different.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with a Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Hey, we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, my cohort, Mark Sabin, and I are discussing about knowing healthcare and how to help yourself. And Mark, I'm sure you got more questions.
Well, I do. And here, and this to me is a rather large question. How do we recognize what our body's telling us?
Well, I think it would be important for everybody out there to take a class or to read a book. I mean, Hay House Publishing, Louise Hay, I think her first name is, she has a book on understanding what symptoms correlate to as far as things that go on in your body. It's an interesting read for the simple fact that it takes a whole bunch of different symptoms and it helps us to appreciate what that relates to so that you can start learning the messages that your body is signaling you. And it's very, very important for the consumer to understand that it's okay to take medication when you have a headache if you have to get through whatever it is that is causing you to have the headache, like a deadline or you know, you're just stressed about something and you get a headache as a result of it. By all means, it's okay to take one of the pain relievers, but I don't want you to become dependent upon the pain reliever. And when the pain reliever takes rid of your pain and it's no longer a problem, then I want you to take the time to go ask somebody who understands and perhaps can give you the understanding that you need so that you can understand, well, what does the headache represent? What's out of balance in my body causing me to have a headache? And what can I do differently in the future so that I don't have a headache and then I'm managing my own health?
Now, that's which is really great. And one of the things is that we were saying before that doctors really don't know what to do when you come in and you have vague feelings. So you know, how does what you do differ in terms of being able to understand what's going on with those vague feelings?
Well, what's interesting is the whole healthcare system, and it's fascinating that you ask that question, is because our whole healthcare system right now is about shying away from whatever it is that we're feeling. And I want you to dive deeper into what it is that you're feeling so that you can find the incongruence within yourself. You can find the imbalance. You can address the imbalance. And then now you understand the mechanism. And then you can either create that same problem again, or you can just never create that problem ever again.
And one of the things that we confront is, let's say that you are choosing to live a very healthy lifestyle and you're eating well and you're exercising and you're doing all the right things that you want to. But in today's world, we live with an enormous amount of contamination, and there are things that get into our systems, whether we like it or not, no matter how good we choose to take care of our own health.
Right, and that's the fact of society, and that's a truth, and so what we need to be doing is we need to have high-quality ingredients. We need to have high-quality water. We need to have high-quality food. We need to breathe high-quality air, and so if you're living in a major metropolitan area like the San Francisco Bay, Oakland, Alameda area there, where there's a lot of pollution that gets trapped in that little bowl there, if you will, not as much as L.A., but there's still pollution that's being trapped. It's important to take the time to go out into the countryside, to go out into the forests and the hillsides and go for a hike and get some good high-quality fresh air and take the time to do that for yourself in an effort to help recycle things. Drink high-quality water. Eat high-quality food. And give yourself the best opportunity. Fascinating for me is Dr. Teresita Dean there in Alameda. She has classes for kids on the move, and she teaches them how to reach for good high-quality food, and she teaches them how to make better choices in dealing with the stresses of life so that you're not always reaching for the crap. You're not always dealing with a completely refined and processed that helps create more problems.
And that's why education is so important, because really what you say, what Teresita is saying, is that we really need to take ownership of our own health. And in this climate, that's kind of a radical idea.
It is a radical idea, but in essence, to do that, we have to take back our power, and we have to get an education, and we have to understand relationships, and we have to understand cause and effect. And when you're looking at causes, then you can create a different effect instead of always creating the same effect.
And one of the things that is so key to the way that you approach healthcare, and we've said it in this show already, is that you're always saying that the first medicine is food. But, food has become rather denatured and industrialized, and even fresh foods often lack the full range of nutrition. So is it really true that most of us need to do something to supplement our diets?
Well, it's becoming more and more prevalent that we have to do that. What's interesting is one of my mentors, who I never met, but I really value his philosophy and everything that he taught and everything that he stood for, was Dr. Royal Lee. And what's interesting is right on, the island there next to the Oakland Airport, by where the Oakland Raiders are, there's a Standard Process facility. And Standard Process has been making whole food supplements since 1929. So we're looking at 86 years, Mark, and they've been doing it on high-quality land and maintaining the integrity. And so they have whole food supplements that help to fill in the gaps that's within our diet, for the simple fact that what the government is allowing, which is the denaturing of our food, the chemicalizing of our food, the bastardization of our food, and the completely refined and processing of our food. And so everybody's eating lots of crap, even if they're doing the best they can. And so you can't avoid the fact that your body needs certain ingredients in order to function, and you're going to have to supplement because of what they're doing to our food.
And which leads me to sort of my next question, which is, obviously, people, we can't give particular advice here on this radio show, but people must have questions that they'd like to be able to ask you, and I know you're willing to refer people to people who can provide healthcare in different locations anywhere they are around the country. So what would be the best way to reach you and to get that kind of information or to ask those questions?
Well, you should do what my patient Lacey, who lives in Oklahoma City, did this past Monday. Was she sent me an email asking me about her son, and I gave her the advice, and she was able to find a practitioner close who has the supplements that her son would need in order to get well. And so I would ask you to call me. She emailed me. I would ask you to email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And I will get back to you, or you can call the office directly. And if there isn't a practitioner close to you, I'll just have the stuff sent to you directly from Standard Process or from whatever company it is that we end up using. 99% of what I use is whole food supplements from Standard Process. And so I don't have any issues with helping people get the ingredients that they need and helping them to understand how to apply the ingredients and understand what their health issue is. I mean, there's a woman in my office right now who came all the way from southern Argentina to see me.
Wow.
And she's staying in my town for 10 days in order to get the care that she needs in order to get well.
And this is a great thing that you are providing these kind of services for people. Doc Rick, we are out of time for today's show, but once again, I thank you for doing this. I thank you for the efforts that you make to help people find out how to take care of their own health and be proactive.
Absolutely. So I appreciate you, the listener, for tuning in. I want to thank you very much for that. You know, we're in the season of thanks, and so thank you very much for all that you do and all the listening ship that you do. And so please tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.